Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
Welcome back. You're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. I am Carrie Weber, Executive Editor at America Magazine, and I am joined by Father Matt Malone, our Editor-in-Chief, and Kevin Clark, our Senior Editor.
Apparently our youngish Senior Editor.
Young-ish. Ish is good. Right, ish yeah. is good. Yeah.
He's around. Right. like Dan Rather.
Kind of. Oh, man. Wow, this is getting worse.
You a little there.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
And we are talking, as always, about the intersection of the church and the world. And one of those things is an article that we have at americamagazine.org. It's called "The Good Works of Churches Often Go Unnoticed by Americans." Now, this might not seem like news if you are, involved in church work.
Usually things people don't notice is, it's very rare that that's newsworthy.
Correct. But this is a poll. There's actual numbers involved by Lifeway Research. So it states that around 60% of Americans know that churches, feed the hungry and provide clothing. But a lot fewer Americans are under the impression that the church teaches ESL, English as a second language, provides foster care, tax preparation, like all sorts, anything, all these sort of other ministries that if you're really into the church world, you might think, oh, of course the church does this and that and this and that. We do everything. But outside of that, people have no idea, which is sort of, I don't know, it's interesting because the goal is not to get that recognition. But also, if nobody knows that you do this, it's harder to help people,
and harder to get help.
Harder to get help as someone who needs help if you aren't even aware that it's happening. So it's not like, oh, the church should be appreciated more. It's how can this message be shared in a more effective way so that the church's ministries can actually be more effective?
Who are the 40% of people who don't know that churches do things like this?
Right. So even 60% of people who are like, oh, churches feed the hungry. You're like, what? 40% of people?
Right.
I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, they even have a huge drop-off for certain things between people who go to church at least once a month and people who go less than once a month, in terms of the understanding.
Well, the people who go less than once a month probably have not been harangued to be a volunteer at one of the church ministries, so they're not aware that their church might be doing 15 or 20 things.
To be honest, it's probably, to some degree, if you don't need a particular service, you're not going to go look for who provides it.
Right.
It's one of those things where suddenly when you are in need, you become, much more aware of what's out there and in terms of services.
Well, the NA, the Narcotics Anonymous and the Alcoholic Anonymous meeting in the basement is something of a church cliche, cultural cliche in American life. But it's a reality. I mean, that's where a lot of them do meet, is at their local churches. But there's a lot of other things going on there as well. There's job skills training. There's coaching for unemployment. A lot of self-help groups going on. I guess the idea is provides a bit of a pushback. You always hear people talking about, why do churches get their tax-exempt status? In exactly that tone, in exactly that accent.
Right, exactly.
Well, this is one of the reasons. Well, first of all, they're not for profit, so they're going to be tax exempt anyhow. But this is part of the reason they have tax exempt status, because they're doing a lot of public good. And I don't know, does this article try to tally up the social good? I mean, is it maybe too impossible
to quantify what the church is worth to the government?
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be an interesting thing.
It does
thing
not
to try
that. I don't know how that works.
Well, I'll get my calculator.
The reward
out.
Should be great in heaven, I think.
I mean, that would be fascinating. What is the what is the value of the church's social services?
Kara probably has a report on this somewhere.
Yeah, the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate of Georgetown, which does all the number crunching for the U.S. church.
And
but,
you
know, because
side,
it's pretty significant. I mean, like, I was in Gaza, and as we talked about in a previous program, and there were probably 6 Catholics in all of Gaza, and 20 Christians, and the Catholic Relief Services is the second largest provider of humanitarian assistance after the United Nations in that place. And that's everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
The Catholic Extension in Chicago, the head of Catholic Extension was telling me recently that that there is a church initiative that somehow connect with Catholic Extension in every county on the border with Mexico. Right? I mean, that is significant. It's a huge role that the church is playing in providing these social services.
Well, and the flip side of that is one of the other arguments you hear about, any sort of social services being conducted. Well, this is really charitable work, so the churches should just do this and government should get out of it. Well, this is where church and government meet and they complement each other.
Right.
Because a lot of these services, frankly, are paid for by local, state, and federal government.
Right.
They're administered through the churches because they have the networks, they know the people, they can do the training, and they can do the outreach. So government teams up with the churches, maybe supplying some resources, some funds, maybe some technical training and skills, and they get the job done when they work together.
Right. But for a lot of these services, whatever cost the government is putting in is a real investment in often, preventing a potential worse situation for an individual or a family or a community down the line. So it's not just, it's giving people the education they need, the food they need on a temporary basis so they can continue to work towards self-sufficiency as well.
The piece is called The Good Works of Churches Often Go Unnoticed by Americans, and you can find it at americamagazine.org, where you can also find a really great profile of one of the country's largest Catholic parishes in, was it?
Charlotte,
North Carolina, mm-hmm. Right?
St. Matthew's.
Yeah. Leah Labresco, one of our contributing writers, went down there to profile that place. But that came to mind when I read this piece because you'll recall they have an entire warehouse off-site that has food in it that they then distribute. Like most churches have a closet.
A basement closet,
janitor's closet, right?
Right, which are good. Canned
goods, and you can go in there, you can take something, you leave something, whatever. This is an entire warehouse. It's like the, a Home Depot of
parishes. I'm sure they have that on their
pantries.
Bulletin cover. Yeah. Welcome to the Home Depot of parish pantries.
Well, that is, we decided that was the largest by family population parish in the country. Was that how we measured that?
That is correct.
Yes. Yep.
So,
and that article is called Lessons on Evangelization from the Largest Parish in the United States by Leah Labresco at America Magazine.
And I believe they probably have 30 or 40 different social service ministries going on.
Yeah.
I think they have even more than that.
Oh, good, yeah. Lord. I think it's more than 100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I mean, it's crazy. it's crazy good.
We have 12 at Holy Name of Mary. Okay, we're doing our best.
They have these monitors all over the place, like at a on a university campus, that tell you what's happening that moment, right? So, this group is meeting here, this group is meeting there, we're going there, this service trip is leaving, this mass is happening, this...
Wow.
Yeah.
So they probably have 40 or 50 priests working at that parish.
They have...
Four.
Okay. All righty.
Have you been to a Catholic church ever, Kevin? Come on.
I
you got to know how this
I
works.
I was setting
no?
you guys up. Come on. I've never seen Abbott and